Torway, Northwest London, Yud Dalet Elul, 31st of August, Rav Yitzchak Mordechai Chizik Shlita, Mea Koilos, is it not Bal Tosif?
So that's the $1 million question. Good morning, everyone.
The 100 Koilos question.
So, in Hachana preparation for Rosh Hashanah, this is one of the learned sugyas in Rosh Hashanah. And it's interesting to go through the sugya to pick up also some of the little tidbits. The Gemara comes along as follows. Gemara Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin amad aleph. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, tezayin amad aleph at the bottom of the page. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, says the Gemara, lomo toikim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara immediately attacks that question and says, lomo toikim? Why do you blow shofar? Rachmono amatikum. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to blow shofar. What do you mean, lomo toikim? So again, Yitzchok asks, why toikim Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara immediately attacks the question and says, what do you mean, lomo toikim? The Torah said blow shofar. It's an interesting attack, that question, because we find all over Shas, the Gemara asks, my Tama, what's the reason? Or Manah Nimili, where do we know this? Why are we asking on Rabbi Yitzchok, what's he done wrong by asking this question, lomo toikim? So Mefarshim explain that if you want to ask the reason behind a mitzvah, you're entitled to ask a reason behind a mitzvah. You're allowed to ask a reason. But then the Gemara would normally phrase it as follows. Mipnei ma omra Torah. Why did the Torah say do this? Mipnei ma, often we find the Gemara says, Mipnei ma omra Torah. Why did the Torah say? But Rabbi Yitzchok doesn't phrase it like that. He phrases the question, lomo toikin. Why do you blow shofar? It sounds like he's asking, just push it, why today? Why do we blow shofar in the shul today? So on that, the Gemara says, what do you mean, why do you blow shofar? Rachmano amatiku. Others say, interesting, that what Rabbi Yitzchok was actually asking was, what kavona do we have? Lama toikim, meaning what should Baal Tekeah think about when he's blowing shofar? What should be his kavonas while he's blowing the shofar? What should he be thinking? Lama toikim. And that the Gemara says, what do you mean, Lama toikim? The kavona should be that Rachmana or Matiku, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to blow shofar. The kavona should be, I'm doing the mitzvah, the shei mitzvah. Vinishvi. So the Gemara is asked, why be blowing shofar? Rabbi Yitzchok asked, and then the Gemara said back, what do you mean, lama toikin, rachmona omatiku? The Torah said, you blow shofar. So the Gemara eventually explains Rabbi Yitzchok's question as follows. Over the page, tezayin on base, the Gemara explains the question of Rabbi Yitzchok is, lama toikin umariin kashay noishvin? Why do you do the tekiyas de meyushev? That's the first 30 tekiyas that we do, they're called the tekiyas de meyushev, because there's no chiyuv amida, although we, most of us, B'nai Ashkenaz, do stand up. Why do we blow tekiyas de meyushev? The toikin of Marie and Geshen Oimdin, and why do we repeat and do again the tekiyas during Musaf, which are called the tekiyas to Mu'umad? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Yitzchok's kasha is, why do we do the tekiyas to Mayushev followed by the tekiyas to Mu'umad? That's his kasha. And the Gemara gives a famous answer, Kidei le'arvev ha-sotan, in order to confuse the sotan. Comes along Rashi over there, says, Rashi, what does it mean to confuse the sotan? So Rashi says that the sotan finds it hard to prosecute Kal Yisrael. Shelo Yastin, he can't prosecute, he can't attack Klal Yisrael. Kishe Yishma Yisrael mechavnes ha-mitzvahs, when he can hear Klal Yisrael have such a chivuv, such an ava for the mitzvahs, mistatmin devorov, his words become, he can't speak. He can't speak, he's unable to speak. There's a beautiful pshat they say over, in the name of Rabbi Kivega. I heard it first many years ago, and I saw it again brought down recently. Kivega says, a beautiful pshat. What does it mean the Sotan can't speak when he hears Klal Yisrael are being Tekeya, Tekeyas to Meyushev, and the Tekeyas to Me'umad? Vega says that it's Geboitan Gemara Yuma, famous Gemara Yuma. The Gemara says that if someone does Teshuvah Meyiro, then the Zedonis Naslo Kishkogos, the Averis become Shkogos, and Teshuvah Me'avo, then Zedonis Nasis Kizachuyos, the Averis become Zachuyos. Become mitzvahs. Zorki Vega, when Klal Yisrael show a Chavivus a mitzvah for Shofar, that we Tekeya more than we have to, Tekiyas to Meyushev, Tekiyas to Me'umad, to become all the shittas, and we do it much more than we have to. That is, says Mekivega, Shofar doch brings us to what tshuva. It's a tshuva me'avo, because we're showing ge'avo for the mitzvah. We're not doing just the bare minimum, we're doing more than we have to. So when the Sotan brings every Avera to the scale, it gets turned into a mitzvah. It gets turned into a mitzvah. So he's mistat min devorov, he's not able to prosecute, not able to accuse, and to bring the Zedonos, because Klal Yisrael are displaying such an ava, chivuv, for the mitzvahs, like Rashi says, mechavnis ha-mitzvahs, so mistatmin devorov, so his words are blocked. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason for the tkiyas to Meyushev and the tkiyas to Me'umud are in order le'arvev ha-sotin. Comes along Tosis over there with a famous question. And Tosis says, Tema, I've got a kasha. Hoko'ova mishum bal Tosif. Whatever bal Tosif. If you're only mechuyev to blow the first 30 tkiyas, then it says you're only mechuyev to blow 9 tkiyas, we do 30 to be mekayim all the different stodim of what tkiyah shavorim teruah, what tkiyah teruah tkiyah actually means. But 30, that for that, you're yotze mitzvah deraisa. L'chol ades. Frek Tosis, so how can Chazal come along and say to blow more tkiyas, tkiyas to me'umud as well during Musaf? Hoko'ova mishum bal Tosif. So today we're going to discuss three different answers to this kasha. Three answers to the kasha of Tosfos, that how can Chazal be mesaken that we should blow shofar, tkiyas to me'umud, tkiyas to me'yushuv, what about Bal Tosif? There's Tosfos' first answer, which he's madcha. Tosfos got a second answer, which he's happy with. And then there's an answer from the Rashba. I want to go through each answer as it is, because each answer has a lot what to discuss. So Tosfos' first answer is based on a Gemara later in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara later Rosh Hashanah brings Shittas Rava. Rava holds that mitzvahs ain't zwiches kavana. Mitzvahs ain't zwiches kavana. It's a discussion in the Gemara whether you have to mechavan to be yotze mitzvah. Do you have to have kavana and shame the mitzvah? And comes along Abaya over there, and Abaya says to Rava, Omale Abaya, Elamayato, if that's the case, Hayoshon Bishmini Besukkah, somebody who sleeps on the eighth day in a sukkah. Abai is not talking about Sukkah Bizman Azeh, he's talking about Sukkah Bizman HaMikdosh, talking about Sukkah when it's Eretz Yisrael, when there's only 7 days Yom Tov. Somebody who's in the Sukkah on the eighth day is not be Mekam Mitzvah Sukkah. Hayoshon Bashmini B'Sukkah, somebody who sleeps in the eighth day in the Sukkah, Yilke should get Malkus because of Bal Tosif. What Abai means to ask is, even according to you, even if you have no kavana at all, if you sleep in a sukkah, according to Rava holds, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. So a person sleeps in a sukkah because it's geshmak for him, he likes it, it's good weather, and he's sleeping in a sukkah after sukkahs. If you hold that mitzvahs don't require kavana, then you should be over Bal Tosif if you sleep in the sukkah b'shmini, not the shei mitzvah. We're talking in Eretz Yisroel, b'zman ha-mikdosh, you should be over Bal Tosif. So the whole discussion in the Gemara over there, but the Maskona of the Gemara over there is as follows. Right at the end of the Maskona of the Gemara, says the Gemara as follows. Lot says, Elam Arova, Lot says, Lo yiboi kavona. To be yotza mitzvah bezmanoi, don't need kavona. Lavoi, bezmanoi, lo yiboi kavona. To be over Bal Tosif, if it's bezmanoi, bezman ha-mitzvah, to be over Bal Tosif, lo yiboi kavona. Sheloi bizmanoi, if you're adding onto the mitzvah, sheloi bizmanoi, you're only over Bal Tosif with kavana. So Rava makes a chiluk. He says, to be mekayim a mitzvah bizmanoi, don't have to have kavana. Mitzvahs ain't zwiches kavana, that's Rava's shitta, and you can mekayim a mitzvah without having kavana. But to be over Bal Tosif, if you're doing the mitzvah, la'achar zman ha-mitzvah, after the time of the mitzvah, you're only over Bal Tosif if you have kavana lotzes. If you have kavana, that what you're doing is a mitzvah, then you're over Bal Tosif. Why? The Zman HaMitzvah is already over, so it's not called Bechal, you're adding to the mitzvah, unless you have Kavona to be over, to be Yotze the mitzvah. Says Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezvov, back to the original Tosfos, says Tosfos, over here, when somebody's heard, or blown the Tekiyas, the first Tekiyas, the Tekiyas Dimme Yoshev, he's already done the mitzvah. Kva Yotze, he's done the mitzvah. Havelei Sheloi Bizmanoi. It's considered shloi bizmanoi. You've done the mitzvah, you've heard the first 30 tekiyas, yotza, you walked out of the chiyuv, you finished the chiyuv, it's called shloi bizmanoi. So ibazoi, you're not going to be over Bal Tosif by doing the other 30 or 70 tekiyas you're going to hear afterwards, because the zman is over. For you, the zman is over. You've done the mitzvah already. Sorry?
That's with every Bal Tosif,
you can see that. True, we're going to come to this now. So, Reb Shimon's asking, but he has kavana. But he's got kavana, not l'shem derai, so he's got kavana, l'shem, the extra, the drabonon. There's a discussion about that. So Tosfos says that the Zman HaMitzvah is over, and therefore, you're not over Bal Tosif, because you have to have kavana, and we don't have kavana to be yotza the doiraisa. When we're doing it only for the kavana of the arbe vasotin, like the Gemara says. That's why we blow shofar so many times. So Tosfos is matcha that answer. Tosfos doesn't like that answer. Why not? Tosfos says, also based on the Gemara I mentioned earlier, Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches, it talks about Birchas Kohanim. And it talks about a Kohen who adds an extra brocha to the tzibur. Some know that Kohanim are quite makbid. Some people are makbid not to say Baruch Tia when you say Shkoyach to the Kohanim, in case it might be Baal Tosef, because the Gemara talks about how a Kohen can't add the fourth brocha onto Birchas Kohanim. So the Gemara says over there that the Chorah shouldn't be a problem because it's le'achaz man ha-mitzvah. Once the Kohen's done his three brochas, he's bench Kal Yisrael, he's finished the mitzvah for himself. It's le'achaz man ha-mitzvah. So there's no Baal Tosef. Says the Gemara no. It's still called bezmanoi. Why? Because ilu misrami tzibur achrina, if another tzibur would come along and need this kohen to be mavorich them, then a hodu mavorich, he would bench them. Ilu misrami tzibur achrina, if another tzibur would come, the kohen would go and bench them. Says the Gemara, that's cool bizmanoi. Says Tosfos, oi bazoi here as well. Even though this Baal Tekea, this tzibur, have already heard shofar the first 30 times, and they're already yotz of the mitzvah, it's still considered bizmanoi. Why? Because if the Baal Tekea, or anybody over there, if they had an opportunity, another tzibur would require them to go and be tekea for them, go blow shofar for them, they would go and do it. So according to the Gemara by Berachas Kohanim, if you were needed by another tzibur, you would go and be tekea for them, or be mavorech them, that makes it considered that you're still in the Zman HaMitzvah. And therefore, says Tosfos, my first answer is not a good answer. I can't say that once I've done the first 30 tekiyas, the Zman is over, because ilu misrami tzibur achrona, another tzibur would need me, I would go and be tekea for them. It's called Zman HaMitzvah. That's why Tosfos is madcha, his first answer. Comes on Rabbi Kivega. And Rabbi Kivega says, and I always enjoyed reading the words of Rabbi Kivega, the way he writes over here. Ofor ani, he says, I am dust, tachas kapois, under the palms of ragle of the feet, Rabbi Yisenu Baal HaToisvus. I am dust under the feet of Rabbi Yisenu Baal HaToisvus. Uba oni, and in my humble opinion, I don't get the comparison between Birchas Kohanim and Tekiya Shofar. And let's handle this comparison. Again, what does Tosfos say? That just like by Birchas Kohanim, once a Kohen has been mavorech, he's still considered in the time of the mitzvah because of tzibur achrona might need him. And Tosfos says, the same applies by tekiya shofar. So Rabbi Kivega, I'd understand the comparison. By Birchas Kohanim, if another tzibur need you to be mavorech them, then you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing it, the Kohen goes, noise kapov, he's doing a mitzvah, so it's called zamanoi. But when a tzibur needs you to be tekiya shofar for them, and you've already heard shofar, and the tzibur needs you to come and be tekiya again for them, a different tzibur, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're with the yotza. No, there's a halacha of kivud the yotza moitzi. They've got a chiyuv, so I can help them. I'm not a bar chiyuv anymore. I've got no chiyuv. I've got no mitzvah. I can be moitzi them, their chiyuv tekiya. How's that called bizmanoi for me? By Birchas Kohanim, if another tzibur need me to go and be mavorich them, says Rabbi Kivega, so I, the Kohen, I've already benched my tzibur. My tzibur are benched already by me. If I go and be mavorich for a different tzibur, then I'm doing another mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. I am still mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, so that's considered bizman ha-mitzvah. But by tekiya shofar, once I've already heard the tekiyas, blown the tekiyas, makes no difference. I've already been yotze tekiya shofar. All I'm doing with the other tzibur is helping them be yotze their mitzvah. We have halacha of arvus. Arvus, kol yisrael arevim zeh lozeh. Kivud di yotze moitzi. I'm yotze ha-mitzvah, I can help others be yotze. But I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah of tekiya shofar. Oy bazoi, the comparison of Tosfos is not a good comparison. And you can't say that because it's called Bizmanoi over there, it's called Bizmanoi by Tekiya Shofar. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, and he remains Tzorachim with his Kasha. Comes along the Rosh Hash, back of the Gemara, and he brings Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, and he says, Adarabba, 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 says the Rosh Hash. On the contrary. Why? So the Rosh Hash quotes a Tosfos in Chof Ches on the base, that Sugyo about Tosfos. Tosfos says over there, the Loshon HaGemara by Birchas Kohanim is that when the Kohen has already benched one tzibur, and then another tzibur need him, if he wants, he can bench them. The Gemara is comparing Birchas Kohanim to other mitzvahs, and the Gemara says the Kohen, if he wants, he can go and bench them, and if he doesn't have to go and bench them. And Tosfos says over there in Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches, Mashma Mikan, the Kivan, the Olo, the Duchon, Pam Achas Bayoim, once he's gone on to the duchen once a day, shuv eino over ba'aseh, he's not over the aseh of omer lehem, he's not mechuyev to bench the next sibbah. If he wants to, he can, he's not mechuyev to. Says Rishash, if that's the case, then Rabbi Kiveg has got it completely wrong. It's the other way around, says Rishash. Forget, by brichas kohanim, if I want to, I can go and bench them. I'm not mechuyev to. And that makes it still bizman ha-mitzvah. It's still considered bizmanoi. Even though I'm not mechuyev to go and bench the other tzibul, it's still considered bizmanoi. Says Rishash, if that's the case, kal v'choymeh, in our case, by tekiya shofar, where if there's another tzibul need me to be tekiya, I'm mechuyev to go and help them. Als the halacha of arvus, als the halacha of arevus, of kodesh arev zelozeh, if another tzibul need me to be tekiya, I'm mechuyev to go and be tekiya for them. So says the Rishash, if in the case of Birchas Kohanim, where it's only voluntary if the Kohen has already benched one tzibul, only voluntary for him to go to another tzibul, and that's still considered bizmanoi, kal v'choymeh by tekiya shofar, where the Baal Tekeya, if he's already blown shofar for one tzibul, and another tzibul need him, he's mechuyev to go be tekeya for them, is avada and avada, says Rishash, that's called bizmanoi.
So
the Chasam Sofer, in two places, talks about the Shaila. And it really boils down to, into Santa Shaila, as to whether the Chiyuv Berchas Kohanim is on the Kohen, or is it Chiyuv on the Tzibul, lehisporech, to be benched? Is there Chiyuv on the Kohanim to bench a Tzibul, or is there Chiyuv on the Israelim to be a bench?
There's no Kohen, you can't.
Is there chiyuv for
Israel?
Is there chiyuv on Israel to go and find Kohanim? Very good. So the Chasam Sofer says, I quote you his lashon. I quote you lashon Chasam Sofer. I have it in front of me. Birchas Kohanim ledas roiv haposkim ein mitzvos asay al hatzibul lehisporech. Ledas roiv haposkim. That means there is some hold and there is a chiyuv on the tzibul lehisporech to be gebenched, and roiv poskim says Chasam Sofer. Have hold that the tzibul has no chiyuv lehisporech. Now let's make a cheshbon. If you learn that tzibul has got no chiyuv lehisporech to be benched, the kohen's got a chiyuv to bench. He's already benched his tzibul. So if another tzibul need him, quote unquote, he doesn't have to go there. They've got no chiyuv to be benched. I've done my duties for the day. I'm not chiyuv to go and help them. Mashenka by tekiya shofar, they've got a chiyuv to hear shofar. So I, under kol yisrael even zelazeh, I've got a chiyuv to help them. Why?
This chiyuv is constant.
So Toysa says in Hoshana Chovches, Kiven de Oru Duchen Pam Achas Bayoim Shuv Eino Eva Ba'aseh. There's an Aseh of Omer Elohim. Toysa says, once you've done it once a day, you've done, as a Kohen, you've done your mitzvah. Do the Tzibur, who haven't been gebenched yet, do they have a Chiyuv to be gebenched? Chasam Sofer says, most poskim say not.
Toysa says,
Pam Achas Bayoim. Toysa says, Pam Achas Bayoim. Pam Achas Bayoim. So comes out, Kumtois, the Chasam Sofer and the Rishash both argue Rabbi Kiveger, and they say that by Birchas Kohanim there's much less of a chiyuv to go to another tzibur to go and help them, because that other tzibur haven't got a chiyuv, the Kohen's already done his once a day duty, and if it's still called bizmanoi, bizman ha-mitzvah, even though the Kohen has an option whether to go there or not, if that's still called, the Gemara calls that bizman ha-mitzvah, the kal v'chomer by tekiya shofar, where you have a chiyuv to go and help another tzibul, avad and avad is called bizmanoi. So, just to make the cheshbon again, we have Tosfos comes along with the kasha of, why is it not Baal Tosef, the tekiya is dumma omen. We have Tosfos suggest that's not called Baal Tosef because he already yotz of the mitzvah, so it's le'achaz man ha-mitzvah. Tosfos then says from Birchas Kohanim that it's not called le'achaz man ha-mitzvah, because ilu misrami tzibur achrena, if another tzibur will need you, and we have now machloikas between Kivega on one side and the Chasam Sofer and the Rishash on the other side, whether you can compare Birchas Kohanim to Tekiya Shofar. Comes along the stipler, and the stipler says that he sides with Kivega, but he's masbir, he brings a nice peshara to explain what the machloikas is over here. Stipler says this. Although Tosfos says by Birchas Kohanim that there's only a chiyuv for a kohen to mvorech once a day, there's only a chiyuv to go and do Birchas Kohanim once a day, Tosfos says. Nevertheless, says a stipler, a kohen who is mvorech multiple tziburim is being mekayem the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. it's a mitzvah kiyumis, might be. Not chuyav, you have to go looking for it. But when he goes duchening for every tzibur, he is being mekayim, the cheftza shel mitzvah. What he's doing is birchas kohanim. It's like an optional omer lahem. He has a chiyav to do it once, and if you do it more, mitzvah kiyumis. So the disciple about tkiyah shofar. When you go and be tkiyah multiple times, the first time you're being yotza tkiyahs, the second time you're doing mitzvahs arvas, you're not being yotza the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. You're not for you, you're not being yotza tkiyah shofar. All you're doing is you're helping other people be yotza mitzvah. Says the disciple. So although, it's a funny thing, although you've got more of a chiyav to go and help a tzibu for tkiyah shofar, even though you've already been tkiyah, although you've got more of a chiyav, but the mitzvah that you have isn't tkiyah shofar. Your mitzvah is arvas. That's your mitzvah. Oy bazoi, Rekiveg is right. You're no longer considered under the Zman HaMitzvah because the mitzvah you got now is a new mitzvah. It's called arvas, helping out Eden. Mashenke by Birchas Kohanim, although you have less of a chiyuv to go to another tzibul because they don't need you as such, if there's no chiyuv on the tzibul lehisborech, and I've done my mitzvah once a day, but if I do go and be mevorech another tzibul, I am doing the mitzvah berchas kahanim. What I'm doing is berchas kahanim. It's a poshte chiluk. By shofar, every time I go, I'm not being mekayim shofar. I'm being mekayim mitzvahs arvas, although I have a chiyuv to help them. By berchas kahanim, what I'm doing is the mitzvah berchas kahanim multiple times, even though I have no chiyuv. And therefore, the stipler says that he agrees with Rabbi Akiva Eger that you can't compare berchas kahanim to tkiyah shofar.
Why can't you say that the kohen is also doing mitzvah arvus?
Because arvus only works if I'm helping Yehena be mekayim the mitzvah. But if you take on the tzibur, I've got no chiyuv lehisborech. Right. Where's the arvus? Arvus is I've got chiyuv to help you fulfill your mitzvah. Yeah. When the kohen's standing on the duchan, he's not helping the Yisraelim fulfill their mitzvah. Hasn't got no chiyuv? I'm just doing my mitzvah lehisborech. Now I've done it already. Now I've got options to go. I can go around all town and bench everyone. And that is a mitzvah kiyumis, says a stipler. But it's a mitzvah kiyumis of birchas kohanim. You can't say it's arvos, because arvos only works if I'm helping Yenna fulfill their mitzvah. The Israelim haven't got a mitzvah.
Is it correct then allowed to say no? I don't want to.
Yes, yes. As I said in Gemara, Gemara says, Yiboy mevorech, Yiboy lo mevorech. If he wants to, he can. Everyone doesn't have to. The stipler at the end comes out with a peshora and he says that in defense of Tosfos, because Tosfos does make the comparison between Tkiyah Shofar and Berchas Kohanim. And Kivega ends off saying that the comparison is not a good comparison. The stipler says that we have to say that the nidan between Tosfos and Kivega, the two ways to understand whether you can or cannot compare Berchas Kohanim and Tkiyah Shofar, is whether you look at the gavra, the person, or whether you look at the cheftza, if you like. He says, if you're looking at the person himself, then the Baal Tekeah has got no chiyuv anymore. Once he's been Tekeah, he's got the Gavra, I've got no chiyuv, it's not called Zmano for me. But if you look at the action that he's doing, when he goes to be Tekeah for another tzibul, for him, it's not a mitzvah Tekeah Shofar. But the action that he's doing for other people has got a Shem mitzvah. For others. So you can almost divide the person and the action that he's doing. The person's got no chiyuv. So if you look at the person, he's not called Bismano anymore. But the action that I'm doing for the tzibur, they have a chiyuv. So what I'm doing has got a shem mitzvah. So he wants to say that's the nidim between Tosfos and Mekivega. Tosfos holds you look at the action. Mekivega holds you look at the person. And therefore, that's the shaila whether you can or cannot compare Tkiyah Shofar to Birchas Kohanim.
Would it work?
Sorry?
What
do you, what do you mean?
Arvas
says, Aloch of Arvas says, that I've got a chiv to help other people be mekayim their chiv. That's why the Gemara says in many places, kiven she yotza, you yotza kiddush already, you can be yotza other people kiddush, because my chiv is to help you fulfill your chiv. So, what I'm not doing the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar for myself, but I'm doing something which is called tkiyah shofar for you, and therefore that might be considered zman mitzvah. This is all Tosfos' first answer, legaba bal Tosef, whether it's bismano or not bismano. Lemaisa Tosef doesn't like that answer. Tosef says that it's called still bismana mitzvah, and therefore we need to move on now to the second answer. What is Tosef's second answer? Tosef's second answer is as well. Tosef's a grossy aside. V'yishloimah, says Tosef, the ein shayach bal Tosef basias mitzvah achas beis pa'omim. It's not called bal Tosef if you repeat a mitzvah. Koifel mitzvah. Kegoin, for example, koyin, mavorech, and mechoyzim mavorech, or we take a lulav, we shake a lulav, mechoyz v'noitel, tekea, mechoyzim v'tekea. There's no baltoisiv. Baltoisiv is only if you take the mitzvah and you're meshana and you change the tzuras mitzvah. You put five parashas in the tefillin, you put five tzitzis on your beged, that's baltoisiv. Taking the mitzvah and changing the structure of the mitzvah, that's baltoisiv. But to repeat, to do a mitzvah and then repeat it again and again, that's not called baltoisiv. Says toisiv, oh, bazo, you're welcome to be tekea shofar as many times as you want. There's no issue of baltoisiv. And many rishonim bring down this answer. So that is the second answer of toisiv. The Rashba, he comes along, and he says a very simple answer. He says, doesn't understand what the whole fuss is. What's the whole problem? Chazal won the second to be over, to blow shofar, to kiss the Mu'umad, the Miyoshev. Says the Rashba, whenever Chazal come along and tell you to do something, it can't be Baltoisiv. Baltoisiv is only somebody who comes along, Oysa Midas Atzmoy. He comes along and decides himself that I'm going to do this for the mitzvah, I'm going to change the mitzvah in this way. That's called Baltoisiv. But to listen to what Chazal say, Bifrat the Gemara says in Shabbos that there's a chiyuv lo isosu and there's a chiyuv basisa chul asher yerucha. Says the Rashba, I understand. Well, what's the kasha here? If the Chazal hum gezogt to blow shofar as many times, there's no bal toisiv what Chazal say. Says Rashba, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya. There's no bal toisiv when Chazal tell you to do something. Brings two rayas. Ashegidulchu. Yeah. So Rashba says I've got a raya. He says nowadays. We nowadays eat in the sukkah on the eighth day. We nowadays. That's not the discussion of the Gemara, by the way. The Gemara talks about Yoshem, Meshmini, Mesukkah. The Gemara is going in Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about nowadays, the Chutz La'aretz, where we keep sukkah an extra day. Why is there no Baal Tosef? How are we eating the sukkah? Oichelim, Meshoysim, Mesukkah on Shmini Shel Chag, says the Rashba. Because we do it Machmas Sveika Diyoim, Machmas Chazal. That's what they told us to do. No Baal Tosef. And then the Rashba comes along and he adds an interesting raya, another raya. And this is another discussion. So Rashba says, I've got another raya. Because besides Baltoisiv has got like a twin. It's called Baltigra. Baltoisiv is don't add to a mitzvah, and Baltigra is don't detract, don't subtract from a mitzvah. Says the Rashba, how could Chazal tell us not to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyes B'Shabbos? Why aren't you over Baltigra? Chazal wiped out a mitzvah off the map. Whenever Rosh Hashanah is Chalio is Peshabbos, he said, don't blow shofar. Says the Rashba, I'll tell you why. Same answer. If Chazal told you to do it, there cannot be a Baltoisiv, cannot be a Baltigra. Now this raya of the Rashba caused a lot of tumult amongst Achronim. The Shagas Aryeh is very upset with this raya. Shagas Aryeh says, I don't understand. Every time I don't do a mitzvah, I just don't do a mitzvah, I don't put on tefillin, I don't shake lulav, I'm over Baltigra as well as not doing the mitzvah. Is that what it is? Every mitzvah I say, which I don't do, am I also oiva baltigra? Says Shagasari Avadanisht. He says, I'll bring you a raya. He says, if that's the case, every time somebody is not makam mitzvah, mavatla mitzvah say, he should get malchus for the love of loitigra, lemanda oma lav she'im boi masa loikin olov. Lemanda oma lav she'im boi masa loikin olov. Every time a person doesn't do an assay, you should get malchus. V'lo shamanu. We don't find anywhere in Shas such a thing. Never anywhere in Shas, as I said, that you get Baltigra, malchus of Baltigra, alongside Bittul Aseh. Says the Shagasar. I'll tell you why. Because Baltigra is only if you do a mitzvah and don't finish it. If you maschil be mitzvah and then you miss out a detail, Baltigra. But if you don't do a mitzvah bechlal, that's not Baltigra. That's Bittul Mitzvah Aseh. Now this Rashba goes against that Shagasar. This Rashba says that there is Baltigra, Kinira, there is Baltigra when you don't do a mitzvah saseh. There is Baltigra. And the reason why there's no Baltigra when Chazal told you not to blow Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yoyes B'Shabbos is only because you're following Chazal. It's mashma from the Rashba that there would be Baltigra, which goes against the Shagas Aryeh, but that I think is for a different topic, different day. Shkoyah.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.